It is 6 minutes now to 7 o'clock. Jade Dalmonse is an English teacher at Rhodes High School, joins me on the line now. Jade, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Are you ready to go back to school tomorrow?
I've actually been back since the 13th of May. So tomorrow we just welcome back the general staff.
Oh, fantastic. And obviously Rhodes High School has done what is required to make sure that it's safe for not only you, but also the general staff to come back. And of course, the grade 12 learners to return on the 1st of June.
Yes, we've set out all our social distancing marks. We've sorted.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Now, you continued your teaching even under the lockdown, connecting with your students. How?
So, on the term two was meant to start on the 31st of March, and that was when I started my Facebook page. So basically, I did for my grade 12. Microsoft students, I did Facebook live sessions, and then for my other classes, we've got groups on WhatsApp where we communicate.
And out of interest, how was that received? Because I mean, I imagine it's a very different skill set that is required of you than as a teacher when you're doing it via Facebook Live as opposed to doing it on WhatsApp.
So at first they were quite weirded out by the fact that they would now have to use a social media platform for academics. So I had to, of course, assure them that, look, I'm not seeing your profile, your personal profile. You won't be viewing mine. It's a page. It's strictly for academics. So after they were put at ease, they were quite ready to go. And then on WhatsApp with my junior or the 11s to 9s, it was quite weird because, of course, they can't see my face because we just do voice notes and I just send documents via the WhatsApp groups. Whereas with Facebook Live, it's more interactive. So, like you said, it's different skill sets for the two platforms.
And I imagine that once you have all of your grades returning, which would be by the middle of July, according to the proposed timeframe by the Department of Basic Education, you will still be required to go over the work that you have been teaching on Facebook Live and WhatsApp in the interim, right?
Yes, we are going to run revision with them.
Okay. As is always the case, Jade, there will be families who are able to provide either access to bandwidth or money for data to certain of your learners, but I imagine a significant part of them did not have the money to continually update their data in order for them to receive your lessons.
That was exactly the situation in my case. Parents not being able to meet this new financial demand.
And then what did you do?
So I reached out to some of my learners. At first, it was just my grade 12s because they needed additional data, of course, to join the Facebook Live sessions. And when I saw them communicating via the WhatsApp platform, I could not understand why they weren't able to be on Facebook. So I reached out to a few of them, and that was when they explained to me that they were actually able to purchase WhatsApp data bundle. So you can either purchase a data bundle for the day or for a week, but then you can only be on WhatsApp. So you can't access anything else. And then some of them also mentioned to me that they've got nighttime data, which means that they're only allowed to or only able to access the internet after midnight. So that's actually what they were doing. And with a grade 12, I found that this was so intense because a lesson during the day would be I would have them read a few chapters of our set work, and then I would present the live at a certain time. And then what these learners who weren't able to access the lives were actually doing, during the day they would read, but then they would wait up until midnight and then re-watch the lives. So it was quite taxing on them to have to do that just because they did not have data.
Which then led you to take money out of your own resources to try and buy them data, which was overwhelming at some point, I imagine.
Yes, it was, definitely, because, I mean, it's not like they were being upfront and saying, look, ma'am, this is my situation. I literally had to fish for information and ask specific or probe specifically to find out what the issue was, because many of them just eventually, when they spoke out, said to me, I'm embarrassed to tell you that I'm waiting for a social grant.
Indeed.
So, and once you help the one, the other story sort of, I think the others are at ease and they let you know, look, ma'am, I do want to work, but this is my situation.